It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Candace Wakeman, Assistant Vice President, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well today.
Always good to have you here and talk to you. And boy, I tell you what, we're learning a lot as ESB Financial celebrates 125 years. And we're continuing to step back in time today and take a look at life in Emporia during the 1910s and early 1920s.
That's right, Ron. You know, this decade was anything but quiet. You know, between 1910 and 1920, Emporia's population grew from over 9,000 to more than 11,000 people. So the city was expanding, businesses were growing, and ESB was right in the middle of it.
You got that right. This also was a decade of major remodel for the bank, right?
It was. So in 1913, ESB underwent a $30,000 renovation, which in today, that would be over $1 million in today's dollars. And the third floor was removed. And then the new east front was added. So they added interior. The interior was redesigned, and it was with marble and mahogany finishes, which was really pretty. It was described at the time as dignified and majestic, and so a building that, you know, really the entire community could be proud of.
Yeah, no kidding. And that was around the time the world was changing pretty quickly, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, you know, World War I began in 1914, and by 1917, the United States had entered the war. So, you know, local newspapers were filled with updates from the flat lines, draft notices, and Liberty Bond campaigns. ESB was actively encouraging customers during that time to purchase Liberty Bonds, too. And one ad read, which was very interesting to me, was, "Don't expect your neighbors to buy your Liberty Bonds for you. Call Emporia State Bank."
And every day, life still had to go on.
It did. You know, in 1915, we talked about, I know, sugar last time. 16 pounds of sugar was just a dollar. A movie ticket at that time was about 5 to 15 cents. And then telephones were starting to become a thing, and they were about $1.50 a month for that. Wages were modest, too, though. Many laborers, you know, only earned between 16 cents to 30 cents on the hour. And then average work weeks were 60 to 70 hours. So they were working a lot. Again, just like we talked about in the 1900s, money had to be managed carefully, too.
Yikes, 60 to 70 hours a week. Yeah, they're putting in some time, that's for sure. And ESB was continuing to grow during that time.
Yeah, so by 1920, we had actually grown to be $1.5 million in assets, which at that time was a major milestone. You know, the bank, it was expanded. They added safety deposit boxes, offering secure storages for people, and that was only for $2 per year. And then they also helped Emporia Building and Loan Association, and that was there to support families who were either saving or wanting to build a home. An ad from 1920 gave advice that, you know, feels kind of relevant today, too. Pay your bills by check so you have a record of what you have spent. Place a portion of your income in savings and consider it a debt to your future. So even as the world was changing from the war and automobiles and the women actually gaining the right to vote around this time, the importance of savings still stays true.
Good stuff, Candace. You know, money habits don't change as much as we might think, huh?
I know, yeah.
You have a money message for us.
I do. So just, you know, as we obviously reflect on the 1910-1920s decade, we again just want to invite you all to come celebrate with us. Join us on March 11th from 4 to 7 p.m. at our Merchant Street Bank for ESB's 125th birthday open house. You'll be able to enjoy some appetizers from Smoke and O's, which we're excited about, some sweet treats from maybe Sweet Granada. It's a little birdie told me about that. And we're going to also have some history stuff to engage with, and we just would love to see you there.
All right. Sounds like a great time. Candace, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Yes, you too, Ron. Thank you.
Candace Wakeman, Assistant Vice President, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial, with Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.